we are in the midst of an opioid epidemic, and it is a public health crisis like we have never seen before. In 2009 was the first time we saw more people dying from drug overdoses than motor vehicle accidents. And since that time, we've tripled the number of overdose deaths in our state, so that last year we lost, tragically, 308 lives in Delaware due to drug overdoses.
How does Delaware measure up to other parts of the country? I mean, this is a nationwide epidemic. Where does Delaware stand as far as how severely this epidemic is affecting our state?
Yeah, it is a nationwide epidemic, but Delaware, unfortunately, is faring worse than many other states. We tend to be around 10th or 12th as far as overdose deaths, so we are higher than the national average. And we also, and really a root cause of this is prescribing of opioids, and we are one of the heavier prescribing states as well.
And I do want to touch on that. How are people becoming addicted? Is it the prescription drugs that are the main cause and prescribing things like fentanyl?
Yeah, so the root cause really of this whole epidemic has been overprescribing of opioids. It really began in the 90s, where what was conveyed to physicians is it's unacceptable for people to have pain, to suffer from pain, and that these drugs are not addictive if they're used for pain. Well, we've certainly learned that that is not the case, but unfortunately, so many of these drugs have been prescribed and are out there in the community. Many people have become addicted to opioids. Now, many of these prescription drugs are in the same class as heroin. So opioids from prescription drugs are very similar to heroin. So once an individual, if it's no longer easy for them to get prescription drugs through a doctor or stealing them out of the medicine cabinet, they may end up using heroin on the streets. And that has also been a driver for some of the increased rates that we're seeing of overdose deaths.
And what are we doing now? What are we changing in the way that we prescribe people and in the way that we monitor people who are doctor shopping?
So Delaware has what's called a prescription monitoring program. It's a database that all controlled substances go into. This is run out of our Department of State. So if you are prescribing somebody controlled substances, what you need to do is take a look at the prescription monitoring program and see if they've gotten controlled substances from anywhere else. You know, sometimes that's just a matter of patient not realizing that they're getting a similar class of a medication from another doctor. But for some people, it's deliberately about going to different physicians to get the same medication. But the prescription monitoring program is a great tool for prescribers to take a look at to know what other medications their patient is getting.
And I also understand the Department of Health wants to put out the message to people who are addicted to opioids to be sure they're able to access the opioid antidote, naloxone. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So naloxone is life-saving, and it has saved many, many lives. So that 308 number would be so much higher if we hadn't been working to get naloxone out there. Now many law enforcement agencies, so police officers have naloxone on their person, EMS carries it, and even loved ones, family members, friends are accessing naloxone as well, so that if somebody does overdose, they have it on hand so they can reverse that overdose. It's important that when somebody does overdose that it gets reversed as soon as possible to save their life and to prevent them from any permanent damage.
And how does naloxone work on someone who is overdosing to reverse the effects of opioids?
So it can be administered in several different ways. One of the most common forms is that it's applied up the nose, so it's like a nasal solution that's squirted into the nose pretty quickly. Usually within a matter of 30 seconds to a minute, the person will almost wake up, is what it appears to the bystander. They will wake up and will be able to, again, be breathing and often very conscious.
What should people know about how to access naloxone? Where can they go to get it?
go to helpushere.de.com, which is really our go-to website for everything related to this opioid crisis. One of the things that they will find there is how to get naloxone. There are naloxone trainings in the community. Very, very soon, naloxone will be available in a number of pharmacies in the state, so that if you have a concern about a family member or a friend, you'll be able to go to do an online training and get naloxone at a pharmacy. So helpushere.de.com is the website that will have all this information.
Now, aside from monitoring the people who are doctor shopping for opioids and being sure that they are able to access antidotes, what is being done to change the way we prescribe drugs to people to just sort of stop this epidemic from continuing?
There are a lot of things going on to help improve the way we are prescribing medications in our state. New regulations have been put in place that are requiring prescribers to make sure if they are using opioids for long-term pain management, that first of all, they're trying alternatives, and they've got really good rationale for why they would use opioids, but also that the patients themselves are fully aware of the dangers and that they shouldn't mix them with other drugs, and also that they check that PMP, that database, on a regular basis, and also do drug screening as well. So there are some new rules that have been put in place for prescribing in hopes that safer prescribing will be taking place. But another important piece to this puzzle is making sure that people really are aware of how best to manage pain, because the reality is opioids are really not very effective for long-term pain management. And there are a number of other approaches that are actually more effective for long-term pain management. And so we would really like for people to become more aware of things like exercise therapy or physical therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy. These kinds of things can be really helpful for pain management.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
One of the things that's really important to us, as we know, many people are out there in the community right now who are struggling with an addiction, is that we need to make sure that we're connecting people to treatment. There are treatment services available for addiction in our state, and we want to make sure that we're finding the most opportune times to get people connected to the treatment that's most appropriate for them. Treatment works, and recovery is possible for many people, and we hope that people will give it a try, recognizing that addiction is a chronic disease, and it takes a lot of patience, but for many people, they can be very successful in their treatment and recovery and go on to live very fulfilling lives.